You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Happy Monday, everybody, from Locked On Broncos. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer and contributor over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue, as well as NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos nationally. You can catch me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. Beautiful day here in Colorado. Unbelievable. The sun's back out, minus the little wind chill. If the wind was gone, it would be a little warm here. So, beautiful day here in Colorado, obviously. Seeing the mountain peaks, still have some snow on them. That's always a nice thing to see. But guess what? It's warming up. That means that we're one step closer to free agency. That means we're one step closer to the NFL draft. And we're one step closer to NFL mini camp and training camp. It's going to come quickly, guys. I'm very excited about it. This is our busiest time of the year in terms of getting ready for the NFL as the offseason begins. This is where the frenzy starts to pick up with nonstop free agency news, which we're going to cover over here at Locked On Broncos all next week live. As it happens, the announcements that are made, whatever moves the Denver Broncos make, you will get an immediate reaction on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, and obviously a full recap on Locked On Broncos Monday through Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Very excited about that. Also, if you're in Denver next week, next Thursday, if you're going to the Denver Nuggets game at Pepsi Center, join me. I would love to meet up and talk basketball, NFL with you guys at the Pepsi Center when the Denver Nuggets take on the Detroit Pistons at home. I'll be at that game celebrating my birthday. Would love to celebrate it and also see and interact with a lot of you avid listeners of Locked On Broncos and those of you who also listen to Locked On Nuggets, which is hosted by Adam Mattes over there, Locked On Nuggets, Denver Stiffs. Does a phenomenal job bringing great insight. Obviously, the Nuggets are rolling. Huge win on Friday against the Memphis Grizzlies, following it up with a great performance in Cleveland, dismantling LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Gary Harris is playing phenomenal. Paul Millsap is back. And they're just trying to find a rhythm with him and Jokic. And so I'm very excited to see how that plays out. But obviously the Nuggets in this late stretch of the season, this last month, are vying for a playoff spot. Currently sitting at the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Adam Mata is over at Locked On Nuggets, has you covered. So join me next Thursday night, Pepsi Center, talking Locked On Broncos, Locked On Nuggets. Let's have fun with that. Let me know if you're going to be at that game or if you want to meet up. I'd love to meet up with you guys and talk football. Also, you can catch me every single Wednesday with Sean Walsh on Mile High Sports Radio, milehighsports.com, talking all things Denver Broncos. Wednesdays, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Download the Mile High Sports app to listen live, or if you're in Denver, wherever you're at, you can tune in. Obviously, milehighsports.com, a big place. Obviously, very excited to talk Broncos with Sean Walsh and the Mile High Sports crew. They do a phenomenal job. We've got a lot of great, talented writers and a lot of great, talented media personalities. Very excited to kind of be in that conversation with all of them. So I hope you enjoyed all the festivities of last week's Locked On Broncos. We had Brian Peacock of Locked On 49ers. He joined us for a crossover show. And this week here on Locked On Broncos, a look ahead, we will be joined by Mark Schofield of Locked On Patriots this week, talking quarterbacks, talking Denver Broncos offseason, and obviously talking the NFL Combine. And as well as Thursday night, we're going to be joined by John Ledyard, host of Locked On NFL Draft. Him and his co-host Trevor Sycamore were able to attend the NFL Combine this past weekend and obviously today. And we're going to talk to him about his experience, what he learned. And obviously, as the rumors start to circulate more and more as free agency approaches, we're going to find out some very interesting moves. And we're going to talk about what the Denver Broncos can do to bolster the quarterback side of the ball. John's got a lot of great insight on that, and I look forward to hearing what he has to say about that. So that's our week here on Locked On Broncos. And obviously on Friday, we're going to have a Fan Friday edition. I'm going to get my man Cole Merrick on here. We're going to talk Broncos football, a high school student who's avid about being in the sports business. Looking forward to discussing all things Denver Broncos with Cole here on Locked On Broncos Fan Friday. If you want to be featured on a Fan Friday, please tweet me at Cody Rourke NFL or send me an email, denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com. You can find the email link in my Twitter bio at Cody Rourke NFL as well. So let's dive in to today's topics. Now, I'm very excited about the offseason, about free agency, and the biggest question we all know is quarterback. And today, there were multiple reports that had surfaced in the last 48 hours about Kirk Cousins in Denver, and apparently now Kirk Cousins has his eyes set on the Minnesota Vikings. And for that, that leaves that the Denver Broncos may miss out on the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. But to kind of look back into it, I really gauged Twitter today, and I asked them a simple question. What were their thoughts on Case Keenum potentially being in a Denver Broncos uniform? Now, I got a lot of great feedback. I got a lot of great interaction. Logan Whaley at EDU Baseball said, I like the idea of Keenum in Denver, just as long as they get someone like Mayfield or Rosen to supplement Chad Kelly as his backup. In terms of the draft, if the Broncos are targeting a wide receiver midway through, who are you thinking they target? Callaway and Pettis come to mind for me. Callaway and Pettis are very underrated prospects, in my honest opinion. But I replied to Logan, I think the Denver Broncos go with a guy named Michael Gallup, local hometown guy from Colorado State University, a big, sizable guy who, if you put him in at the number three wide receiver spot, he can cause some mismatch nightmares against some smaller slot cornerbacks in the National Football League. So we'll definitely follow that there. Mark's booming son said, for some reason, I don't trust Keenum. I think we should just draft a quarterback and let him compete with Lynch for the starting job. And then he asked me, what are your honest thoughts about Case Keenum? Now, I'm going to answer your first question here. When it comes to drafting a quarterback and letting him compete with Paxton Lynch, this is, in my opinion, this would be a recipe for disaster for the Denver Broncos. It's almost entering the same exact twilight zone that we experienced the last two seasons. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. But first, check out Mark Schofield over there, Locked On Patriots, giving you all the latest news and updates around the New England Patriots and their offseason, especially as they question whether or not Bill Belichick will remain around and how long him and Brady will be back for. Obviously, Mark Schofield joining us here this week, Locked On Broncos. So back to the question, obviously, Mark. The reason I think that it would be a bad idea for the Denver Broncos to enter the twilight zone of drafting a rookie quarterback to let him compete with Paxton Lynch for the starting job. Paxton Lynch could not beat out a seventh-round draft pick in Trevor Siemian, a guy who was never supposed to make an active NFL roster. He was a guy that was just brought in as a camp evaluation guy, and he ended up being a guy that, you know, had a lot of good intangibles. But for Denver, it just hasn't worked out, and we're not going to see Trevor Siemian back in Denver. I don't believe so. I just don't think that you bring in a rookie quarterback to compete with Paxton Lynch because I think there was no competition there. I think you draft any of these top rookies that are going into the NFL draft, I think they will immediately be better than Paxton Lynch. And it hurts me to say that because I was very high on Paxton Lynch coming out of college out of Memphis, and I had him in my mock draft. Denver Broncos moving up. It worked out perfectly. My prediction was true, but my prediction of him being the guy for the Denver Broncos was not true. And it was very disappointing, you know, seeing a lot of regression from Paxton Lynch. Didn't get the opportunity really to showcase his talent because he couldn't beat out Trevor Siemian from Northwestern. So that is my dilemma in that. But my honest thoughts about Case Keenum, I had to think about it because earlier today I tweeted that I was a little skeptical on Case Keenum. And the reason was that is because I look at the Minnesota Vikings quarterback situation. They're going to make a heavy pursuit for Kirk Cousins. They're going to let Teddy Bridgewater test free agency, and they're going to let Case Keenum go. And the reason I'm skeptical about Case Keenum is because Case Keenum played lights out for the Minnesota Vikings this year. Now, granted, he didn't come up big in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, but man, he led them to the playoffs this year. He had a phenomenal season, minimized his turnovers, minimized his mistakes, and more importantly, he was able to move around in the pocket, man. There were so many times you see a busted play where a breakdown on the offensive line in terms of pass blocking broke down, and he extended plays. He'd get wrapped up and then all of a sudden extend the play with his feet and maneuver out of a sack and make a tremendous throw. And I think connecting him with weapons, he had weapons in Minnesota. Adam Thielen, obviously Stephon Diggs, and big tight end targets. He's going to have weapons in Denver if he goes to Denver with Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and heck, even Jordan Taylor might get some run. He might get some play this year, which I believe Jordan Sunshine Taylor deserves a chance to compete for the number three spot for the Denver Broncos. Now, I don't know what the Broncos are going to do. I would anticipate that they bring in some free agent targets for some visits to see if they can find a guy that can potentially fill that number three void that the Broncos have been missing out on for many years since Wes Welker. So going back and looking at everything, I'm okay with Case Keenum. I really am. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm skeptical because he played so well for the Minnesota Vikings last season that now all of a sudden they're going to let him go in free agency. I don't know what the deal is behind that. But when I look at the Minnesota Vikings signing Kirk Cousins, to me it doesn't make a lot of sense. And this is the reason why. They have a lot of pending free agents next season that they're going to require to pay. A lot of good playmakers. Now, I don't know if they want to lose some of those guys. Maybe they're comfortable with losing some of those guys. But to bring in Kirk Cousins, you're going to have to sacrifice at least two or three players that are going to be free agents next year for the Minnesota Vikings in order to get Kirk Cousins. So I don't know how I necessarily feel about that. If the Broncos are still in play for Kirk Cousins, absolutely, that's phenomenal. I'd love to have Kirk Cousins here in Denver. Absolutely. I've been high on Kirk Cousins since the regular season. You guys have all known that. But if we don't get out on Kirk Cousins, I would anticipate, obviously, from what I'm hearing, my sources have told me that if Kirk Cousins decides to sign with Minnesota, or New York for that matter, the Broncos are going to be heavily pursuing Case Keenum. And I'm okay with that. I really am. I am going to build off of what Case Keenum did last season as the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, who also had a good defense. He's going to have a good defense on the Denver Broncos side of the ball. The Minnesota Vikings last year, in my opinion, were the best defense in the National Football League. And the Denver Broncos are still arguably one of the best defenses in the National Football League. So Case Keenum, I think, will be okay. I'm eager to see how the tight end situation plays out for the Denver Broncos, who they decide to go with. Obviously, some rumors linked to bringing in Jimmy Graham possibly are something we have to analyze, obviously, as he's expected to become a free agent and not return to Seattle. So we'll follow where he goes. But Jake Butt, you have a draft pick, and Jake Butt, who's going to be completely healthy this year coming off an ACL tear. I think you give him a look alongside with Jeff Heirman, and you have some dynamic, athletic, young tight ends, and you're going to have to live with the growing pains of that. But we've seen the potential from Jeff Heirman. We've seen the potential from Jake Butt. I'm excited to see what it is going to be. So, Mark, I have some trust in Case Keenum, and I think he will be a good quarterback. It's just a little bit unsure due to the Vikings letting him go, especially after how he played. Now, my man Braden said, if the Broncos don't get Cousins, do they keep Tlaib? It could be CJ's time to go, but who can they get for less to help a quarterback that the Broncos draft? Now, I think if the Broncos don't get Cousins, obviously I think Aqib Tlaib has a better chance of staying with the Denver Broncos. It's just hard for me to see the Broncos parting ways with Aqib Tlaib if they don't get Cousins. If they get Cousins, I'd say it's about a 50-50 chance Aqib Tlaib is gone in Denver, which I would hate to see because I love Aqib Tlaib. I think he's a phenomenal player. He's a leader by how he plays. Often, you know, you got to question his method sometimes, but you know what? He's a results-driven guy, an all-pro cornerback. You don't want to give up a guy like that just for nothing. He still has a lot to contribute. He can still contribute in the National Football League, especially under Greg Williams. Having a young guy, Chris Harris Jr. and Bradley Roby, be some pillar members that can take over once Aqib Tlaib decides to retire, because he wants to retire. He wants to stay in Denver. I don't blame him. It's a beautiful place to live. I look forward to moving to Denver here one day soon. But Braden, I don't think that they get rid of Aqib Tlaib if they don't get Cousins. I think CJ Anderson is gone. I think he will be a camp casualty, and I don't think he's going to make it. I think they're really invested in D'Angelo Henderson and obviously Devontae Booker. Vance Joseph said it's a goal in 2018 to get D'Angelo Henderson more involved on the offense, and that means that CJ Anderson probably won't have a lot of carries. So that means that CJ Anderson is likely gone. He'll be cut, and I guarantee you CJ Anderson will sign in Miami with the Dolphins or the Patriots, who have expressed interest in him if the Broncos release him. Jacob Brown, he says, grab Keenum and move down to number one to get Barkley. Sounds amazing to me, man. Saquon Barkley had a phenomenal NFL combine experience, man, and I tell you, outside of his Shaquem Griffin out of UCF, his combine performance was very inspirational. A man who, when you look at what kind of excuse do you have in life? You don't have any excuses. When you watch Shaquem Griffin bench press 21 reps with a prosthetic arm and running a 4.38 40-yard dash, Man, I'm sorry. I have no room to ever complain in my life. I have no room to make excuses because that man is a phenomenal inspiration. And Von Miller even said, hey, we could use another guy like him. So obviously, Griffin's stock has risen in the NFL draft. I could anticipate we see him go in the top 100 in this year's NFL draft. I just, that performance there, he's a resilient guy. He's all heart. And with NFL coaching staffs, I think he can do very much anything he wants in the National Football League, especially being a speedy edge guy who's very good at setting the edge and also cleaning up and run support. So Jacob, Saquon Barkley, that would be a phenomenal addition if you could add Case Keenum, or heck, even if you had Kirk Cousins and you try to get Saquon Barkley, that would be a phenomenal move. Saquon Barkley is a very explosive guy. He's a grown man, and he's huge, man. At 225 pounds, to be able to run as fast as he did, that's unbelievable. So that's definitely something we could look at. Highly unlikely, but we could always dream, right? Hesterly says Cousins is going to bomb in Minnesota. I don't know. We'll see. Austin Yeager says, Case Keenum? Question mark. Sure. On a $2 million deal, go do everything you need to do to go get Rosen or Baker. I agree with that. I think if you miss out on Kirk Cousins, I think either way you need to draft a guy, either Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen. The Broncos have been rumored to move up to the number one spot in talks with Cleveland, but those talks have been just preliminary construction pieces, nothing concrete yet. We'll find out more as that time approaches. And then Buff Ralphie says, would Denver still look to move one or both of their wide receivers? No. From what I'm told, and John Elway confirmed this last week, the Denver Broncos will not be parting ways with either Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders. Both of those guys will be staying in Denver, and rightfully so. I'm very, very excited about it. You can't lose a guy right there because you also have question marks at the number three position spot on the depth chart for wide receiver. You'd lose one of those guys, then you have two holes you have to fill offensively, and I don't think that would be a very beneficial move for the Denver Broncos. So obviously, head over to Twitter right now, Cody at Cody Rourke NFL, and check out the poll that I did. We're going to read the results of it on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Broncos. Our Locked On Broncos poll over at Cody Rourke NFL says, what do the Broncos get at quarterback this offseason? And the options are Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum, you draft a quarterback, or other free agent quarterback, in which you have to reply to the tweet and tell me which other free agent quarterback is a possibility for the Denver Broncos to select. We have 23 hours and 20 minutes left on the voting. Got a lot of votes already. Head over to at Cody Rourke NFL and vote and contribute. Retweet and share, and obviously give your thoughts and your analysis over there at Cody Rourke NFL on Twitter. If I'm not following you, if you're an avid Broncos fan, you're listening, if I am not following you back on Twitter, please send me a message and let me know. Say, hey, follow me back. Because that's what I want to do. I want to follow all you loyal fans, all you loyal listeners. I'm going to follow you back, and we do this together. Like I said, Locked On Broncos, it isn't just me. You guys as fans, you make the show what it is. You are the heart and the reason why I do this show, and I love every single one of you guys. Seriously, you guys are phenomenal as a fan base. You're always honest. You're never negative. You're never, what's the right word to say? You're never derogatory in any of your comments. You're very professional at all times. You're very loving and embracing, and that's why I really appreciate the Locked On Broncos fan base for being avid listeners. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on iHeartRadio, and now on Spotify, or wherever else you can get your podcast. Locked On Broncos is there for you. Take us with you wherever you want on the go. Following this show here, I will be tweeting out a link, a picture for our Locked On Broncos contest giveaway. Now, the requirements for this, you must retweet, tag three people to enter yourself and them into the contest using hashtag Locked On Broncos contest giveaway. Also, to be eligible for this, if you haven't tweeted it out, if you haven't already left a review, head on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review for Locked On Broncos. Tell us why you love the show, and tell us in the Twitter sphere, your Twitter handle, and obviously the hashtag Locked On Broncos contest giveaway to be automatically entered into this Locked On Broncos contest giveaway and all future Locked On Broncos contest giveaways. Having that review on iTunes, that automatically enters you into every single contest giveaway. Now, the prize this year and obviously this month is an Emmanuel Sanders figurine sent to you courtesy of Locked On Broncos. The picture will be tweeted out as well as further instructions for the Locked On Broncos contest giveaway. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke. We'll catch you tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Broncos.